Right, welcome to the FWI podcast. This month we've come up to Perth in Scotland. Lovely, fine Scottish morning up here, and we're quite en masse to inject a bit of pace into our live sort of coverage online. And we've got as well as this podcast, we've got a dedicated blog now, fwi.co.uk/takingstock. We check out that. So there's loads of pictures and videos and all sorts of good stuff. But for the podcast, we thought that it'd be quite interesting at one of the UK's most important livestock marketing events to talk to one of the leading lights in the field, Mr. David Leggett, who's a well known voice on the auctioneer circle, and here's David in action earlier selling, and you'll recognise his voice, I'm sure, if you've ever been around the livestock auctions. And then we're going to speak to him and pick his brains. Okay, so I'm here now in the auction ring at Perth, and I'm joined by David Leggett, who's the director of United Auctions and one of the UK's most well-known and respected auctioneers. Hello, David.
Good morning.
Now we heard you in action earlier, and very impressive it was. The auctioneering business, strikes me as a really interesting and exciting part of the industry. Mm-hmm. Have you got any advice for young people who are looking to get into that area?
Yeah, well, it is a very interesting business. It's a bit like a commercial theatre in a way, but you know, obviously, if you're interested in stock, it's very important. You've also got to be interested in people, because it's a people business. And really, someone thinking about it, I mean, obviously, there's in Scotland, there's an Institute of Auctioneers, and they have an education programme, so you would have to go through that. Or in England, the LAA have a similar programme. But now, there's a number of our members of staff have actually gone and done degrees in, say, agriculture or commercial degrees, and then they come in after that. So it's but principally, you know, you've got to understand people, and obviously business, it is a business, so you've got to have an element of business nous as well.
Of course. Now you're particularly effective, if I may say so, when you're at work. Now, what sort of techniques do you choose to employ to sort of get the crowd going, get them excited, get people bidding against each other?
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's about competition, isn't it? And the buyers, you know, come in, they see the bull, you know, they've got about a minute to make up their mind, because the sale takes, in fact, sometimes less than a minute. Mm. So it's really important, if you want a bull, you've got to make up your mind at that point. And basically, you've got to give everyone who's selling the same amount of chance an opportunity, and clearly some bulls just had made 1,500, some made 15,000. Mm. So it's all very rapid. So you've got to, basically the auctioneer's the judge of the rope. It's a bit like conducting an orchestra, I suppose. Mm. And it's up to him to set the pace. But you can only set the pace if people are really interested in buying what you're selling. And yesterday was a particularly exciting day, because we had huge interest, a very high clearance rate, you know, 85-90% clearance rate, mm. which is very high in pedigree cattle terms. So and that was, there was a lot of buzz about, but there's also a lot of very good cattle, and what you find is that if there's a good lot of cattle and there's people looking for them, it creates its own buzz.
It's
and
quite infectious, yeah.
It is very, it's very infectious, but it's the reason that the bull sales are as successful is that, you know, people can see the bulls and compare them against their own age group of bulls. You know, they're shown amongst their peer group, and you get something to compare them to. And as you saw at the sale, there's a great variety. and people look for different things in bulls. Some people want, you know, very good end bulls with great big ends on them. Some want great big long bulls, some want tall bulls, and the auction ring sorts all that out.
Yeah, okay. And just finally, David, it seems to me that every auctioneer has his own particular gavel that he marks off the end of the sale with. Yeah. Is there a story behind every gavel? And if so, is there one behind your gavel?
Well, I think that there is. I've only had two gavels in the whole of my auctioneering career, one of which sadly shattered 3 years ago because it was so very badly bashed. But I mean, some people have very fine gavels made out of ivory. Some people have gavels made out of pigs' penises, for instance.
Really?
But mine's is made out of a good bit of Scottish blackthorn. It's very sturdy.
Reliable.
Yeah, reliable. And I like the feel of it, and that's important.
That's the important thing. Okay. Thank you very much, David.
Well, thank you for coming.
Cheers.
See you.